A polar bear showed up well south of its usual territory last week. One was seen in the lower Yukon River near the Bering Sea village of Imonik. That's a village in the northern part of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
Polar bears don't normally show up near Imonik, but one was just a few miles away from the village on Tuesday.
Everybody was all excited because we never did see a polar bear down here before.
Philomena Keys is actually from Kotlik, north of Imonik. She was in Imonik to pick up her mom, and while she was there, she heard about the bear over the VHF radio.
We're having doubts that we'd see it, but we went anyways. I was thinking it was on the land, but when we got there, it was in the water, swimming around. We were all amazed. Everybody in my boat was amazed.
She says there were a few other boats there already. Everyone had their cell phones out taking pictures of the bear. Although Keys, who is 28, had never heard of anyone ever seeing a polar bear near either Imonik or Kotlik, other sightings have been documented. Gene Peltola Jr. is manager of the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge, and he grew up in Bethel.
If I had to put a time frame on it, I'd imagine we get reports anywhere from 3, 6, 7 to 8 years or so on the Delta. And so they're not really frequent, but they do occur.
In fact, the refuge has heard reports about polar bear sightings on the region's coast over the past month. The bears were seen near Scammon Bay, Hooper Bay, and Nunamaqua.
Just based on the timing of these reports over a short period of time, more recently, there's a potential to have more than one bear out there, but it's not confirmed.
Peltola says polar bears traveling south to the YK Delta depend on how the ice conditions are on the coast.
The spring, especially down by the bottom mouth of the Yukon, and throughout the rest of the coast, we had a series of large northerly winds. And with the ice pack as such, those winds could have caused ice to break off and come close to shore.
Even though it's not unheard of, polar bears' range is typically much farther north. Assistant manager at the refuge, Patrick Snow, used to live in Kotzebue in northwest Alaska and said the bears weren't common there either. He never saw one, but heard about it happening.
They had sightings of them coming down from the Point Hope area down towards Kotzebue. And when that happens, you had similar reportings like you do here. You get word over the VHF and word of mouth and people talking.
As for this latest polar bear near Imonik, it could still be around. Key says no one made a move to harvest the bear as far as she knows.
Everybody just watched it. And after we left, I guess it went up on the land and into the trees, and they just left it. They just let it go.
She says there are a lot of fish camps in the area, but everyone is already done putting up salmon for the year. It is legal for natives living on the coast to kill polar bears for subsistence purposes. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.